I finally came to terms with the fact that what is for me will always be for me. What is meant to be in my life will be in my life. What will always be in alignment with me will be in alignment with me. And I say that because I lost a lot of friends. I lost a lot of things. I lost a lot of opportunities. I even lost myself at one point. And I've come to learn that everything that I lost wasn't meant for me to have. It wasn't meant for me to have those people in my life. It wasn't meant for me to have these things. It wasn't meant for me to have that opportunity. It wasn't meant for me to have the things within myself anymore. It just wasn't meant to be. So what is meant to be will be. What is meant for me is meant for me. And that's something that I truly had to come to terms with, because I've been having this fear. I've been nervous on the inside because I've been having this fear that I'm going to lose things again. I'm not going to have the abundance. I'm not going to have the prosperity. I'm not going to have the love that I want or that I feel like I'm so deserving to have. And what I've came to understand is that in order for me to have all of that, there are things that need to go. There needs to be some type of cleaning. There has to be some cleansing. There has to be an ending. In order for new doors to open up for me, the other doors have to close. And so, like I said, I'm still dealing with this fear. But it's not as heavy as it once was. I've been in New York City for 10 years. 10 exact years. Sometimes I say 11 because there was one year where I spent like 7-8 months. So I can kind of count that as an 11th year maybe. But I've been here for a long time. I've put my foot in this goddamn city. I've planted seeds. I've gained a lot of knowledge. I've worked my ass off in the city. I dealt with the ups. I dealt with the lows. I dealt with the people. I dealt with everything. Everything that the city had to offer. This is what happened in the 10 years of me being here. I work in the healthcare field. I've been a CNA for 15 years, 10 of those years been here in New York. I've worked at nursing homes in New York. I worked at hospice centers. I've worked in LTAC centers. I even worked in certain LTAC hospitals. I've worked in clinics, and I've now work in hospitals. I work in a hospital now. And I love every single moment of being in those environments as a healthcare worker. Now I'm a PCT, patient care technician. And I will be a registered nurse coming 2026, fingers crossed. And I say fingers crossed is because I just recently applied to nursing school. I applied and I sent in all my credentials. I sent in all the paperwork that's needed. I've, you know, worked hard to make sure I have the financial aid needed to be able to go back to school. And so now I'm truly understanding that, okay, now to make room for this, everything else has to end. I still live here in New York. I live in Brooklyn. Brooklyn is my favorite borough. I wouldn't want to be in no other borough but Brooklyn. I've lived in Manhattan. I lived in the Bronx. I lived in Queens. And my favorite borough is Brooklyn. When I moved here to New York, I moved to Brooklyn. It was the first borough I lived in. And, you know, then life happens. And so life dragged me by my lace front to Bronx, to Queens, back to the Bronx, then Manhattan. And I lived in Manhattan for 5 years, then left and came right back here to Brooklyn. And this is where I've been. And this is where I'm going to be. I love Brooklyn. I don't want to be in no other borough. So I've been here in New York 10 years. For those of you guys who are probably thinking, oh, well, where are you from? You don't hear the accent. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh in the motherfucking building. Y'all already know what it is. But yeah, I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm from Pittsburgh to be exact. And what I went through growing up in Pittsburgh propelled me and prepared me for what I was going to be dealing with here in New York. It's been hard times, but it's been fun times. And one of the things that New York does is New York is constantly changing itself. New York is a very Geminiac city. It's always changes going on. New York is a very changeable city. So with that, I had to change myself constantly. And there's anxiety with that. Because like I said, I've been through some hard times. I survived homelessness. Okay, I was homeless in New York City for a good while. I dealt with that. I dealt with being on public assistance in New York City. Yeah, I dealt with being in, you know, in public assistance. I dealt with that. I dealt with having to go to the HRA offices all the fucking time. And I'm gonna tell you right now, going to an HRA office here in New York is the most traumatizing thing you can ever, ever, ever experience. It's traumatizing. It just is. But it's a humbling experience as well. It'll humble you because you get to learn about the system. You get to learn about how the government works in New York. You get to learn about where the paper trails go, where the money is going, how the money is being divided up. You get to learn about all that. All of that. See, when I was going through dealing with public assistance in New York, not only was I applying for food stamps, cash assistance, and healthcare, Medicaid, but I was learning how the process was going. I wasn't just in there, just sitting there waiting. And the wait times to have to see a caseworker is long and daunting. Long and daunting. And then you come to realize that a lot of those people that work in those offices in HRA, a lot of them are homeless too. A lot of them are, you know, living paycheck to paycheck too. So you have a tendency to learn about the hard times of being in New York City. Like I said, I've been homeless before. I had public assistance before. And I had to deal with that. And it was hard. It was very, very hard. But I survived it. And you want to know what kept me surviving? It was the fact that I knew that everything was temporary. So me being homeless was temporary. Me going through having a public assistant case was temporary. It was all temporary. And what I had to do was I had to bet on myself. I had to truly bet on myself. Betting on myself is amazing because I had to do it. I went from that to, you know, renting rooms to actually renting an apartment. And, you know, now I'm back to renting a room. But either way it go, it's been a long time. since I've been homeless. It's been a long time, but I've been there. And the fun times is like this city, New York City is amazing. There's always something to do, always something to do. You'll have parks. If you want to go out and just be in nature and just breathe some air and hug a tree and plant your feet to the ground, you can go to the parks. If you want to just go out, listen to some music, be amongst other people and have some beautiful drinks and delicious food, New York has it. If you want to, you know, on a hot summer day, you want to ride a roller coaster, you want to go to amusement park, you want to eat some funnel cake, and you want to be at the beach, you want to kick your feet up on the sand, New York has it. New York has everything, and that's what makes it so fun. And I'm telling you, the best things that I love to do in New York, I love to do everything. Especially when summertime hit, I love to do everything. If it's hot and I want to go to the beach, I'm going to the beach. I love the beach. My favorite beach is Coney Island, period, point blank. The boardwalk at Coney Island, that's my favorite place. I love it. I'm always there in the summertime. Always there, okay? I love going to the bars, having a nice little cocktail, pull my chair up at the beach, have my little speaker blasting my music with my feet kicked up, with my body out, my bathing suit on, the sun just kissing my melanin. I love it. I love it, okay? That's fun times for me. Another fun time for me is if I want to just walk through the park and I just want to be around nature, be around some trees, be around some grass. You know, if I want to meditate and just ground myself, I can go to the parks. That's fun times for me. Another thing that I love to do is I love to walk around. I don't do it as much as I used to, but I love to walk around. And every time I walk around, I always find something. I always find something to get into. And that's the fun times for me. Like I said, this city is so changeable and it offers everything. Everything. Okay? Everything. So the whole Sex in the City aesthetic that a lot of people on the outside, those that weren't born and raised here in New York, we come to New York with that aesthetic on our mind. We come to New York, especially if you're in your 20s, if you're in your little mid-20s, early 20s, whatever, and you're not from New York and you finally come out here to New York because, you know, you're looking for an opportunity or whatever. We come with the Sex in the City aesthetic, you know, being a single woman and, you know, I'm going to have money and I get to wear all the clothes and I could just walk out in the New York streets looking fabulous and fine and everything is going to be great. Let me tell you something. That aesthetic is false. It is so false. And whatever it is that we see on TV of how New York is depicted, false. Stop believing in it. False, 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 and motherfucking false. When you come out here to New York City, rule number one is you have to be open-minded. You have to be open-minded. You have to accept change and you have to be willing to change within it. You have to understand that you're going to go through hard times. You're going to go through hard fucking times. Okay. You also got to understand too that being in New York City, you got to be smart. You got to be smart and quick on your motherfucking feet. Another thing here in New York City, you have to understand that your friend groups is going to change. You're going to have changing friend groups all the time. The same person that you was friends with last year, you're not going to be friends with this year. You got to have that in mind. Another thing you got to do too is if you want to achieve stability in New York, know your worth, know your value. Don't be afraid to go to trade school and get a certification in a trade. Don't be afraid to go to school here in New York City. You have to learn because that's how you're going to climb the ladder in New York City in whatever field it is that you want to do. You have to be strong. You have to be strong. And you have to have two types of smarts. You have to be street smart and you have to be book smart. You can be both. You have to be both of those in order to survive and to thrive here in New York City. Like I was saying, friend groups. Fuck friend groups. None of that shit exists. None of that shit exists. You're going to have at least one, two people that you know you're going to fuck with. and that's truly going to be there for you. And all the rest of them is people that's in your life just for a season. Just for a season. And that's the thing. Like, I always see people with these friend groups, and I'm just like, you really think that all them people that you fuck with you? That's what you're going to learn. And that was the thing that always scared me, was like, because I've been through betrayal. See, living here in New York, I done been betrayed. I done been talked shit about. I done had people do shit behind my back against me and towards me. I'm telling you, I done been through it. I was literally in a marriage with a guy for 6 years that hated my fucking guts. And it started to come out little by little by little by little. I slept with a man who hated my guts. So let me tell you something. The whole idea of having friends in these friend groups, they do not exist. It's good to have you at least one or two friends if you live in here in the city. One or two friends. One or two people that really, truly fuck with you. That's what you want to have. Is it possible to be in a loving and caring and thriving relationship with someone here in New York City? Absolutely. But you want to make sure that that person is in alignment with you and that you're in alignment with that person. Because let me tell you something. There are so many scammers out here in New York. There's scammers everywhere you turn. There's a fucking scammer that want to get over on someone because they don't know how to get it themselves. You're going to find way more of those in New York City. Okay? Another thing is working in healthcare. Working in healthcare is going to teach you a lot about people. Working in healthcare is going to teach you a lot about people. It's going to teach you so much about people. You're going to learn how people are. And I always tell people, if you want to survive here in New York, here's some of the best industries where you're going to make it. STEM, science, technology, engineering, and the medical field. That's how you're going to survive here in New York. People come out here in New York and they want to, you know, be influencers, content creators. Let me tell you something. Everybody who's a content creator in New York has a job. Let me say that again. Everyone who is a content creator in New York City has a job. They are employed. They're making money. They're not making money solely off of content creating, because we know that there's not money really to be made in content creating. A lot of people that live out here in New York have jobs. A lot of them work in the medical field. A lot of them work in customer service. A lot of them work in technology. A lot of them work in vast variety of fields. But everybody here in New York City has a hustle. Okay, so it ain't just one person just sitting on their ass creating content for hours and hours and hours on end. That doesn't work here in New York City. Do not be fooled. Do not be fooled. I work in healthcare. Okay, I'm a proud healthcare worker. Let me tell you something. I gave my life to healthcare when I was 16 years old. I moved up here to New York about 8 months, not even a whole year and a half of me being in New York. I came to the decision that it was time for me to get into the healthcare field up here. I went, got a certificate in that trade, bought it to the city, and it's been on ever since. I was a CNA working in nursing homes in Manhattan, the Bronx, Brooklyn even. And then I went from working nursing homes to working hospice centers. And then from working hospice centers to working in LTAC facilities. And if you don't know what LTAC is, LTAC is long-term care acute. Is long-term acute care. So LTAC means people who, it's a respiratory. People, you're working with people who have respiratory issues, people that are on ventilators, people that are on tracheostomies. Yeah. So I've done that, and I During COVID, I went from working in nursing homes to working in COVID-19 isolation centers. Went from there to working in LTAC facilities within the city. After I did that, I went to working in the clinics. And I did the clinic circuit for 2 years. And during that time that I worked in the clinic, I said, you know what, let me become a patient care technician. So what I did was I went and I got my EKG, which is electrocardiogram. If you don't know what electrocardiogram is, you know when you go to the doctor's office and we have to put those little sticky tabs on your chest and, you know, on your upper tummy area. And, you know, you see those monitors that monitor your heartbeat and your heart rate. That's what an electrocardiogram is. And you have to have training for that. There's a specific certification for that specific practice. I got certificate in that. Then after that, I went and I got my phlebotomy certificate. Now, if you don't know what phlebotomy is drawing blood. So I had to learn how to draw blood. You know, when you need your blood test to find out what's going on with your health. Yeah, that's what a phlebotomist does. So I have a certificate in that. And then what I did was I combined my CNA, my EKG, and phlebotomy. I combined all of that and was able to get into a hospital where now I work in a hospital. So I love working in healthcare. Don't get me wrong. It's very stressful. It's very, very stressful. And one thing that working in healthcare, it'll teach you how to be strong. It'll teach you how to have critical thinking skills. And it'll also teach you a lot about yourself. It'll teach you about yourself. And not only that too, but you learn about people. You learn about people and their habits. You learn about people and their thoughts. You learn about people and their feelings. You learn about people and what they've done in their lives to where they ended up in situations where they're in the hospital. You learn a lot in healthcare. That's why I say, and only that too, but healthcare is one of the most highest grossing fields in Everton. Healthcare will always be there. You're always going to have a bunch of sick people. And there's going to be people that are needed to take care of those sick people. There's money in it. It's big money in it. Big, 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 big money in it. And you got to add worth to yourself when you're in this field. You got to go to where the money resides. Don't just settle for something just because. You want to go to where the money resides. Okay? I've been all over New York. I lived everywhere. I lived in the Bronx. I lived in Queens. I lived in Manhattan. And I lived in Brooklyn. I live in Brooklyn now. And I love Brooklyn. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. People hate on Brooklyn. And I understand why. Because Brooklyn has everything. Don't get me wrong. Brooklyn has been gentrified the fuck out of. But there's places in Brooklyn that ain't been touched yet. Let me say that again. Brooklyn is gentrified the fuck out of. However, there are places in Brooklyn that haven't been touched yet. Where you can go and just really experience the originality of it all. One of my least favorite boroughs that I hate is Manhattan. I know. I hate Manhattan. I hate it. And I'm gonna tell y'all why. Manhattan scares the fuck out of me. Manhattan scares the shit out of me. And I lived in Manhattan for 5 years. I used to think Manhattan was, I had this real big fantasy that I was going to live in Manhattan and I was going to be married and, you know, I get to live my life in Manhattan and, you know, Harlem was where I wanted to be and I was going to be around the culture and I was going to be able to do fun things and progress and grow. Boy, was I motherfucking wrong. My dreams got shattered. Okay. I lived in Harlem. I lived in Harlem for 5 years. I was married in Harlem. Nice, beautiful apartment building. You're probably thinking, okay, well, you had all of that. What happened? Well, here's what happened. I was married to the wrong nigga. I was married to the wrong nigga, but I'm going to tell you what the wrong nigga did. The wrong nigga taught me all about myself. I had to literally learn that I was addicted to trauma, that I was trauma bonding with somebody and I was around somebody who was a narcissist. I was around somebody who didn't who I thought was mature, but wasn't really mature, had on wolves and sheep's clothing. And so when you're around somebody that's not for you, a lot of your opportunities and your blessings and things will literally slip you by and you'll start to fall. You will fall into failure a lot because sometimes you'll learn that being around certain people will block your blessings. And that was what I learned. Being around him was blocking my blessings. So what did I had to do? I had to leave his ass. So every little dream that I had surrounding that was crushed and shattered. Manhattan is the worst borough. And I'm going to tell you why. Because Manhattan is super duper dumbass expensive. Dirty as shit. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Manhattan is dirty. Dirty, dirty, dirty. People think the Bronx is dirty. Absolutely not. I lived in the Bronx. The Bronx is not dirty. I think the Bronx is fairly clean compared to Manhattan. Manhattan is dirty as shit. It's overpriced. Manhattan is racist. Manhattan is racist as fuck. And you'll know by the neighborhoods and the zip codes and the zoning. Manhattan is very fucking racist. Period. Point blank. So yeah, Manhattan is dirty and it's very fast. Manhattan is very fast for no reason. Ain't shit in Manhattan, but a bunch of bars, a bunch of clubs, and a bunch of museums. That's all that is there in Manhattan. It is so fucking boring. That's the only three options that you're left to. It's fast for no reason, dirty as shit, and racist as hell. I like the Bronx. The Bronx is cool. You know what I'm saying? The Bronx is cool. I like the Bronx. I lived in the Bronx for like 4 years. The Bronx is cool. You know what I'm saying? The only thing that's missing from the Bronx is amusement parks. That's it. That's the only thing missing from the Bronx is an amusement park. Other than that, the Bronx is good in my book. I love the Bronx. Queens, I don't like Queens like that. And the reason why I don't like Queens like that is because Queens is far as shit. Even though I live in Brooklyn and Queens is like at the top, it's in the same island, but Queens is big and spacious as fuck. Queens have beaches, which is amazing. Queens have bars and museums and parks and everything, but the transportation out in Queens suck. There's literally about 4 subways that go literally in one line, and that's in North Queens. And then you have 3 more trains that go the exact same way in South Queens. In between North Queens and South Queens, all you have is buses and deserted transportation. That's the one thing that makes Queens the least liked borough in my book. It's just because of that. And, you know, surviving New York City, I survived New York City. And like I tell people, you can too, is if you come here with a different mindset. You got to come here with a different mindset. You got to come here with an open mindset and you have to be willing to change. You cannot be stuck in your ways. You have to be willing to change with it. And, you know, I finally found peace in New York City. I still have my anxieties. I still have my fears, but I found peace in New York City, knowing that there's opportunities out here in this city and that they are meant for me. And I am going to take the biggest fucking chunk out of this big ass apple as much as I motherfucking can. Yeah, I'm a take a chunk out of this shit. You know, because I've been fear loathing in New York for way too long. That's not going to happen anymore. I finally found peace. I let go of things that were not meant for me, and I'm welcoming in things that are. So with that being said, this is Don't Kill the Messenger with Dream Nicole. This is Fear Loathing in New York City. Y'all know what it is. Y'all know what to do. Thank y'all for being on this journey with me. And like I said, this is Don't Kill the Messenger with Dream Nicole, Fear Loathing in New York.